Locker room chats continuing here on 92.1 KMZA. We're talking Nemaha Central basketball, now joined by girls head coach Haddon Hilchin. It is presented by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, Haug Seed, and Hilltop Creations. Coach, let's go back to last Friday night, a big 7 tilt with Jeff West on the road. It was a crucial game in terms of how the top of the standings have shaped out to this point, but you guys get the win 37-35, but it was quite the ball game. It was close throughout and even a bizarre ending as well. Just kind of take us through your thoughts and how your team got that win on the road.
Yeah, definitely was a grinder today, but I thought we played really well defensively the entire game, rebounded the ball really well for the most part, and we limited our turnovers, which was really key. And obviously we made quite a few free throws, which was really good for us. We struggled at that, but it actually won us the game the other night. You know, just the ending, it's just the way the game goes sometimes. Sometimes as coaches, we have a plan what we're going to do, and Coach Moy had his plan, and he stuck to it, and it just happened that benefited us.
Yeah, if you're curious about that ending, Jeff West had it about 6 seconds left, and a late kind of desperation three that went in, which looked to appear to be the game winner, but coaching staff for Jeff West had called a timeout. They had to reset, do another play. They got another shot off, didn't go in. Nemaha Central getting the win by two. So you've had a little bit of time now. You'll get a game on Friday before the Wellsville tournament next week. How have you utilized this little bit of extra practice time this week?
Yeah, we're just going back and hitting fundamentals. I'm trying to get better at that and rehash on those. And then obviously getting ready for Marysville. They're going to be a great challenge for us. They got some size inside, and their guards like the pressure on the perimeter, so that'll be something that we need to control and value the basketball. But if we do those little things, I think we'll be all right.
Non-league game against Marysville on Friday, but real quick, Coach, before we let you go, a quick thought. The 32nd annual Top Gun tournament in Wellsville, you guys will be the 3 seed playing the quarterfinal game against the 6 seed Lewisburg. That game will be starting early next week on a Tuesday night at 6:30. Not sure if you know a whole lot about Lewisburg, but the field, Lansing the 1 seed, Hayden the 2 seed, there's also Jeff West, Spring Hill, and Baldwin. Just your overall thoughts here on that tournament that's going to play out next week.
You know, it's a very deep and strong tournament. It always has been every year, so it definitely makes us a better basketball team going down there and facing those challenges. In Lewisburg, it's going to be a rematch of last year's championship game, so I'm familiar with some of their players that returned from last year, as they're familiar with us. So it should be a great ball game, and we're looking forward to another exciting tournament.
Busy stretch for the Nemaha Central girls with a non-league game against Marysville on Friday, and then the Top Gun tournaments in Wellsville coming up next week. Coach, thank you so much. Appreciate the time, and good luck on Friday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Good, Brandon. Take care.